Okay, so tell us about third culture kids. What are they?
Our kids are third culture kids. They're the kids that don't have a place that they can call home. They've moved from one place to the other. They've experienced, they're from one culture, they live in another culture, they're moving on to a third culture. And what it means is they become global citizens, which is a fantastic place to be. It gives you such a broad perspective on life, and you start to understand how people around the world live. What you lose in that is that sense of tradition and history of having your roots in one place and growing up with an extended family of grandparents and aunts and uncles all surrounding you.
Now, Laura's sitting next to you. Now you're over here in the UK with your children, but you are a third culture kid yourself.
I am. And you do have these really wonderful experiences to draw from, but then you do also, you know, somebody asks you where's home and you just stand with this blank look on your face and wonder, how detailed do I want to get here?
Does anybody else have that funny feeling where, you know?
Completely. I was born in the Philippines. My husband is from Russia. I grew up in Canada, although we're now American citizens. We're constantly moving. So if someone asks me where I'm from, I just give them where I last lived, and that's easy enough.
That's what happens to me. I'm a third culture kid as well, and I was born in Bangladesh, grew up in Thailand, live in the States. So it's just when someone asks me where home is, I automatically do the same thing. I just say where the last place was. But then what I've noticed is that when I've been here for 2 months, and I feel like I'm more American than I ever was back home. Because back home in the States, I was Bengali, I was Bangladeshi. That's how I associated myself. But now, since I'm not Bangladeshi, I'm an American here. So that's what I feel most close to. That's my culture right now.
Yeah, but is that what's being reflected back to you? Is that because the British people here hear your accent and then they think you're an American, so that then they put you in a box, and that's a box that for the moment you're happy to be in?
Exactly, because that's what I'm looking for, some box to fit into, and that's what seems, it's a comfort level. And then the same thing with the school, because almost every other person that I meet in the school is an American, so it just feels like I have something in common, so that's what I grasp onto.
So obviously, traveling around the world, it gives you, fantastic experiences. And I mean, you've lived in how many different countries? Have you kept count?
Four, just Japan, Singapore, UK now, and then the US.
So do you hesitate about bringing your children,
No, I don't. My children love it. My daughter was in second grade when we moved to Japan, and it's been a fabulous experience. The first year, tough, very difficult, but once she's adjusted to it, we went back home after 5 years overseas, and she did not like it. She had changed so much, and she was thrilled. She was saying the kids didn't have an input into coming over. Ours did. She complained for 2 years. So we were like, okay, if an assignment comes up somewhere else, anywhere, let's go, because I knew it would be this environment, this international environment that she was looking for.
Now, you are a Brit who's gone over and lived in the States and then and then come back. And something that lots of the American women who I've spoken to this morning have said is that it can be very hard going back, because when you go back, everything has moved on.
Yes, and for me, I sort of fit in a different category, because I left as I just got married to this American, never lived in the States, went over there, had no idea what to expect, got thrown into suburban life and dealing with marriage, then having kids. And then we said we'd come back to the UK and move to a different area, which I think is a huge benefit. But it was such a culture shock coming back after I felt kind of American. And this is why I joined the American group, because I felt part of my life was missing. And I had to actually adjust to being a Brit again. And now I feel I've been back here 12 years and we were on a 3 to 5 year assignment. I feel very British again. And when I go over there, I'm regarded as the true Brit. And I'm not sure where we're going to end up at the end of the day. It depends where the kids go. The kids are all American born. And so they have the fortunate option of choosing to live here or in the States.
It must be quite curious to either grow up or indeed live now as adults with that sense of you don't quite know where you're going to be in 2 years' time. Now, none of us know that, but you really know that you're unlikely to be we're in Windsor today, but you're very unlikely to be here in 2 years' time. And that must, really change your whole perspective on life.
It does. It did. My family were very, very close because of it, because that was the core. And we were always thrown into situations where, you know, you had to really rely on each other. You do tend to meet other people who also move around, and that relationship tends to be more intense too than perhaps if you're living somewhere because of the shared experience. I have friends that moved around overseas as well when we did, and their family, as far as I'm concerned. So,
I met one person in New York, and she also knew that there was a definitive timeline to where she was to their assignment. And she said, "Look, I'm only here for 3 years. I don't know how long you're going to be here. Let's just quit with all this dating. Let's be friends right now." and we now have a very intense friendship, like you say, which will always be like family, because you bond so much quicker than if you knew that you were going to live here forever.